Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. If this is when you are finding me, it is the one and only Dr. Shawande Mustakeem in his house, in your apartment, wherever that you are in the space in the multiverses. This again is Dr. Shawande Mustakeem, and I'm reporting live from St. Louis, Missouri. You know, productivity and publishing matters for a lot of people. It matters all the time. For some people, we're going to get there. We're going to catch up. And I thought, why not kick it off and get us going in that conversation so we can always be thinking and always be ever mindful of how productive we can be. So today I wanted to empower you. So good empowerment hour or moment to you. 8 keys to activate your personal power. This is the decade, this is the moment, this is the day for you to activate what you want, not what other people want for you. How can you make, what can you do to make that happen? How do you activate? You know, I started with this song that Yes, Yours Truly was singing on and wrote those lyrics, Way to Go, and I was playing, and this is, you know, when musicians, that's what we do. We get together and we make music. And when we come together, when we share, it is in knowing, it is then in activating further for the future. And I want you and all of us to be mindful of that, and we have to. So when we think about productivity and publishing, the first thing, because I could have just left it at productivity, and I could have just left it at publishing, but the two go together. And there's so many different ways that I'm going to be able to empower us as time goes on about what these two, realms mean and how to move forward through it with it, empowered, informed on a variety of levels. So, again, we got 8 keys. Of course, whenever I say one thing, it's still going to be more because it's all about empowerment. So the first thing to think about is who are you and how are you? And what that means is to think about how do you work? What do you do? How do you work? Are you morning? Are you afternoon? Are you evening? Are you all day? Are you every hour? Are you every 2 hours? Every 5 hours? Are you once a week? Are you a bullshitter? Do you just talk and say, I'm going to, I woulda, shoulda, coulda? You got to think about how you are, how you've been, and how you want to be in the future. So, again, this is about empowerment. This isn't about, oh, you know, cry me a river. I used to be this way. No, it's about how do you want to be and moving forward. So the first tool that I want to turn your attention to, and a lot of people, they didn't believe me, and they're like, oh, you know, Mr. King, she's so funny. Like, I don't lie when it comes to empowerment. What that means is I won't tell you one tool that doesn't work. Because yours truly is the recipient of if it works. If it doesn't work, I won't recommend it at all. Trust me, at all. Because I do not believe in empowering us to lead you to less than your success. So the first thing is go look up super intelligence music, or go look up what they're calling super intelligence or memory music, improved focus and concentration with these binaural beats. So you really want to be on the quest for focus music, and you really want to be on the quest for, again, there's this company, I guess they're called Green Red Productions, and they put out these amazing videos that have been so powerful. That means I can't fight a vibration that will help. It just, like, really gets your brain and your energy where you're like, ooh, let me do this real quick. There was one time where I sat with that video for about 7 hours, and it worked like charm. So, again, number one thing that I recommend that I've been using for at least 4 years is productivity. In order to get to my productivity, is using super intelligence music. So you go use YouTube, go do your Google search, and find what that can look like for you. The next thing, we are in the age of energy and vibrations on another level. So for those who are crystal lovers out there, trust me. Certain crystals, I can tell you, helped me publish all 4 of my books. And there is one book in particular that helped me to finish, complete, slide it across the table, Slavery at Sea, Terror, Sex, and Sickness, and the Middle Passage. You have it. You know of it. We see it across the world. People are reading it because I use this wonderful crystal called carnelian. Carnelian will help you gain clarity and focus, and you get tuned in. So, carnelian, if you feel like you need to get grounded, go get yourself some hematite. If you feel like I need to learn to love what I do and I need the energy to just be loved, then go look for rose quartz. Surround yourself. Have it in your pocket. Have it by your computer. Have it by your desk. Have it somewhere, big, small, whatever way that you can afford, whatever way that your personal power can look like as it grows. The next, keeping it going. You know, sometimes we wake up and we're like, you have all these goals, but then there's, where's the energy? How do I get out of bed? How do I get motivated? How do I get going? What does it look like? How do we do it? Well, for me, every day I wake up, typically I'm flying out the bed and just ready to go. But that sort of corresponds with the day that I'm born. But that'll be another conversation that we often talk about. Energy, 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 energy. Where can you get it? How do you harness it? How do you activate it? All right, so I got 3 products for you. And I'll tell you, I've been using them for 25 years. Well, some and maybe in a couple. So there's this one product that I was using years ago called Clarity. It works. I'm not lying. Clarity. I love brain herbs. See, me and my mother, we were deep into brain herbs, and we still are. That's why my brain functions so fast, and that's why her brain functions so fast on a whole other level. Again, Clarity, just looked it up on Amazon. It's still there. I don't really use it as much because I'm still trying to figure out which ones really work, and that one works. It really works, but I would say there's another one on the list that I'm about to give you. But before we get to that one, turmeric, however that you pronounce it. I've been using that for 25 years. That is why yours truly, the wheels are turning, turning, turning up. So get yourself some turmeric. Woo! Now, the game changer as of lately that I have been taking now for about 2-3 months that has, skyrocketed the productivity. Again, if that's why you're here, to be empowered, go look up Guarana, G-U-A-R-A-N-A. Now, there's different brands. You go find what you like, but you want to get the one with a higher amount, somewhere between 3 and 6,000 milligrams. Baby, it turns up. I'm not going to lie. I take about 2 or 3, and you feel like super. You can just get so much done. So, you know, again, just go look it up. It's worth your time. There also used to be this great product. I don't know why they stopped selling it, and I'm really not kidding you when I tell you the name of it. productivity in a bottle.
What?
Go figure. So, again, went on Amazon and currently unavailable. See, when it's gone and you got to keep on moving to the next one. All right. So, I want to go back to an old school method that worked, but now that you got some time, now that the universe is inviting you to be with yourself and in your mind and to really think tangibly about activating productivity and publishing in your life, why don't you make a things to do list? Why don't you create a checklist of your dreams or your goals? I've been doing checklists just about every day of my life. Trust me, my mother made me fall in love with things to do lists. Here's your things to do list. Golly, can I have my own things to do? So that said, you want to think about it and structure it in whatever way that you see fit. But me and a few friends who understood the mechanics of productivity, we used to put together our goal sheet and we would send it to each other and it would be broken down from professional to personal. We were thinking about conferences and articles and just how to be productive. So really think about that. I would encourage you to think about doing it every day or at least once a week. Today's Sunday. Let's start your week off right. That's why I'm empowering you today so you can start your week off right. Okay. So the next thing to think about is how do you just mentally shake off some of the anxiety or worrying about other people's energy? How do you transmute? How do you begin to focus and get into your mind? So one herb that I've been taking, and I've recommended it to a bunch of people who now have been giving me feedback that it's working for them as well, lysine, L-Y-S-I-N-E. Here's the cool part. It will bring your stress levels down, and it helps your hair grow. I mean, I don't lack for hair growth. But at the same time, who doesn't want peace? And, you know, yeah, get your hair growing. Now, the other thing, bee pollen. Cannot overemphasize it enough. You can get it in capsules. I take maybe somewhere between 3 and 4, maybe 5 on a good day. And I feel like the sun is rising from inside of me. So there's some days where I am just over here riding in a sunshine high off of bee pollen. Bee pollen will help you to just feel yourself. You can really feel courageous in how you're walking forward and to be productive. So, again, these are some other ways to be unbothered. So you can unbothered by other people and their ideas of how you should be. You just stay focused. Stay focused. Now, the other thing I want to turn attention to, a lot of people don't think about this, your foot. On the bottom of your foot, there's a map of your entire body. Now, those who are familiar with the feet will be able to tell you, like, even if your big toe, that's your head. You got a headache, you need to just gently sort of rub it in whatever way that you can then activate and really get your mind sort of moving. But again, reflexology or really learning about the feet, this is where I'm always recommending products to people that find what can really get you centered. A foot massager, that's going to be the end game. I mean, I just went and looked on Amazon. I was about to definitely recommend the one that I've been using, which now feels like it's old school, but that joker is amazing. Every day I would come home from work, and the way that I would center myself was just, you know, slide my little feet up in my foot massager, and it did it full foot. So, again, there's all kinds of foot massagers out there, but the one that I came home to was the Shiatsu foot massager with heat and deep kneading. So it's amazing. I think the brand that I had used was Bellmint, but they got some other cool ones out there, Restek and Amiko Shiatsu foot massager in another way. Then also definitely would highly recommend a foot spa bath massage with heat. I feel like I could fly to the moon, and then I'm ready to be productive. So, again, I am really providing an unexpected set of keys or tools to get you to think about how to be productive, and that is really full body, mind, and soul. So, again, if you think about your dreams, for some people your ideas can come in your dreams, and as time goes on and as this year goes on, a lot of us are going to find the ideas that are going to activate in our dreams and when we're connected sort of in really in this global way of understanding humanity and one another. So lavender is a great way, another way to just sort of de-stress, calm down, get centered, you know, really just sort of get in the body in full knowingness. Another thing is there's a great herb that I take. It's for some is considered to be the mystic herb, the yogic herb, Haritaki, spelled H-A-R-I-T-A-K-I, Haritaki. Oh, yeah, that stuff is amazing. Capsule. Now, I've seen enough people talk about that it tastes crazy, so I just do capsules. I've been taking that for about 6 months. My dreams, woo-hoo-hoo, nice. I wake up empowered and ready to be productive. Okay, so the next thing, cannot say it enough, meditation. Meditation is the way to go. Before I even got on this call, I did a 30-minute meditation, but I do all kinds of stuff. I mean, I used to lead shamanic drum meditations. There's actually over 90 albums on Bandcamp that I'm a part of, and probably about 70 of the 20, maybe even about 85 of the 90 are drum meditations. I'm the only female in there holding it down, but you can go and you can experience and meditate and just sort of lay out for like an hour or an hour and 15 minutes. So think about what meditation can look like for you, because from it, you can gain deeper insight. I definitely will do an episode on meditation, the power of meditation, and how meditation kept me from leaving the academic profession and helped me to really reemerge as almost 10 people with a much clearer mind and focus after a 2-week silent meditation. So again, keeping it moving. I know we're running out of time. Woo! The next thing, I know it's like in order, out of order, it's whatever that you feel like will help you activate your personal power, okay? Again, this is Dr. Shawande Mustakeem empowering you in this moment, wherever that you are. Another old school tactic that, wow, does it keep me productive? And it definitely has gotten me published, so whoop, there it is. Free write. Do not sleep on. You can't be online 24 hours out of day, all day, every day. It's just impossible. When are you going to take the time to actually go get that pen, that pencil, that paper, and sit your butt down? Free write. And then what you do is you say, all right, I'm going to start my day and I'm going to free write. I'm not going to think about it. I'm not even going to fight it. I'm going to sit down and whatever comes through, we're going to write through that. I'll tell you, a friend of mine who we've both been very in tune about writing, and we always would encourage each other during sometimes the most critical moments, and she had called me and she said, girl, you need to sit down and free write. That'll get you where you need to go. And I did that for a week, and it helped me to produce my 50-page dissertation perspective. So what? Sit down and free write. It'll help you to be even more productive. My brain moves so much faster now. So free writing can turn into a whole lot of things, or sometimes I can just sort of, it's almost like going into a channel when I'm sitting down at the computer. There's just so much vibrationally connected with me. But again, free write. The other thing that now that a lot of us are going to be home, we're going to be thinking about how can we connect with other people? How can you be productive? Some people need stimulation at home. There is another website, if it is still around, I used to use it. So if you ever feel like you need the sounds of a coffee shop, Coffeetivity. And it's sort of like a mix of coffee and productivity. And then you can go choose which type of coffee shop sounds that you can use to help, you know, make your own coffee and sit and maybe be at the table and close your eyes, do whatever you need to do to be productive. The other thing that has helped me, and I can really trick my brain, this worked when we used to do these writing retreats, me and some friends, where we would go for like a week. One of the tools that I would use was I would put on Rain. They used to have this great website, or I don't know, now they're charging, so now it's different. Simply Rain, but you can go on YouTube and really search for just Rain. Rain can induce the brain and induce productivity. I mean, it's phenomenal. The other side of it is white noise. I know that that same website, Simply Rain, used to also be Simply Noise, and you used to be able to choose between the different colors of, so be pink or be blue or be brown, whatever with the different types of white noise. White noise is amazing. I know now we have white noise machines, but I don't know if I need to get a machine if I can just go on YouTube and if I do have this quote-unquote smartphone. So one other thing that in talking about being in our space but then still being connected, for a long time I always created writing groups online and offline. However, writing groups for me were not, so 20 people all talk forever about their project. No, we don't have time for that. I'm totally sending you good energy, but you can come and connect, and we can sit and we can write. And it worked like a charm. Everyone that I know who's come through the group have books, have PhDs, awards, all kinds of stuff, because somehow the energy and connecting. Now, some of you all may translate that online. I kind of don't like that. I can't imagine just sitting and watching somebody through a camera and they're watching me. It's a little bit creepy for me. So the other thing that I would do is even before and with me getting people to meet offline, I was a part of writing groups from grad school where we would get on the phone and we would talk through what did we do. So we would also send each other our work, but more importantly, we talked about what we got done, what we planned to get done, maybe some questions that we had in mind, and then if people were able to read it, then we gave some feedback. And so that can work. And another way that is even more tangible that I'm actually going to return to, so for those who know how I work concretely towards productivity with these log sheets, then this is a real great tool that you can use through Google Drive. And eventually I will provide templates so people can understand how to work it, how to manage it, and how to just connect with people all across the world. Because I'll tell you, the way that it works is it induces just the slightest good competition within yourself and a little bit of other people, because when you can see that someone else has been more productive than you, then it makes your ass want to get up and go be more productive. So that's the way that this works, that with this productivity log sheet, it's color-coded, and it sort of took a cue from this book, Publish and Perish, and it really took into account about if other people know what you have going, you're going to then be more accountable to your own goals. So what I did is I translated that concretely into an Excel spreadsheet, and I've done it for years on and off with different types of people. And I need to return to it myself because now I'm seeing how it works. But by the end of the week, everyone will tally their minutes. And if you think about it in minutes, then you feel, wow, I did so much versus saying days or hours or, you know, things like that. So, again, using Google Docs, but really using a Google Excel spreadsheet to create your own productivity log sheet. And then if you really want to feel empowered and be a part of the collective, then you can do that with other people. All right. So another thing that I want to empower you on as we are finishing up is publishing. You know, for some academics, that's like, oh, I gotta hope that I get accepted into this journal, and then we don't know how long that's going to be. And then, well, you know, I'm waiting and I'm moving through the process of my book. Okay, great. So what other publishing platforms are out there? All right, so you can go on Quora. What I encourage you to do is maybe, now don't go jumping in too deep, because trust me, you will plunge, and you got to be really careful because your time management is going to be based on how much time you give to your work and not so much to other people. Because the way that we have gone is that we have always willingly given so much to everybody and then forgot your own self. So I would say if you want to begin to show your expertise a little bit more, go on Quora and go start answering some questions. Do a search on certain areas or expertise that you have, and then just start answering questions. But understand that the questions will never stop. And then when you answer the questions, you want to think about what are you telling people that you've done. So you want to maybe hyperlink an article that you've written, a book that you've written, a blog that you've written, and maybe also provide your email. So another platform that I think could be really great for a lot of people who really care about writing and to get it out there is to blog. And there's a variety of ways. You can blog sort of like on your own with WordPress or Blogspot or all the various ones, but imagine this. There's one way where you blog and it's like, hey, yo, I'm here and I'm on the block and nobody's even coming out the house. Then there is, hey, I'm blogging. And then all these people are waving like, oh, my God, we see you. You're amazing. We're all in it together. That's called Medium. So, again, I would say use both because they're all platforms to show for your time, show your amazing writing, show your amazing mind. Medium.com. Blogger, WordPress, whatever you feel like is your blogging sort of thing to do, get your words on the screen and publish and be fearless. Again, show for your time. This is the time. Be unafraid. You know that it's time for you to be more productive on the path. Now you really have no excuse because you're home or you're somewhere where there is a pen and a paper. I hope so. A pencil. Anything. You want to be empowered. Because trust me, I've been in that space where I had to only write in my mind, and I was not allowed to use anything. I had no access to the outside world, and I was in this meditation. So again, I'm seeing all of this as a newer meditation. It is an experiment, a new experiment on the at-home working and how we can navigate that space, and especially of our own and of our own mind and of our own making. But the new normal, the new and greatest meditation is when you sit and you go and you open yourself up to begin to harness the energy and follow through on the projects and the writing that you said you wanted to do. Whatever that could look like, building a house, if that looks like, you know, building a shed or, again, writing some poems, self-publishing a book, finishing your academic book, getting in that article, all kinds of ways that we can be productive. So in the days and the months and the sort of energy ahead, it is all about where and how you activate your personal power. Because you can be swayed and you can listen to everybody and be spending gazillions of hours marketing for other people and reading about how to be productive. But how about today you just start? Just be productive. After this, just go be productive. You find your way on your way on your terms. So again, I've empowered you with at least 10 to 12 keys to think about. I know I said 8, I gave you about 10 keys, but that also meant that some had 2, 3, or more. Again, I am the one and only in the world, in the planet, in the multiverse. Again, I am Dr. Shawande Mustakeem. This has been fun. I love empowering people. If you want to continue to hear more, send me an email, mustakeem@woosel.edu. There's more that is coming in the days ahead, so be empowered on your terms. Activate what productivity and publishing can look like for you. And here's to the future for all of us. Again, this is your time. You have all the time in the world to do and be and say and activate true, tangible, concrete productivity. So here's to being productive. To you, and all of us, may we also just walk through the doorways of clarity, of cognizance in all the ways that we need to, and deeper understanding, and may we just walk into our multi-dimensional self. Again, I am the one and only Dr. Shawande Mustakeem. I look forward to hearing from you. I'm reporting live from St. Louis, Missouri. All right now. Bye-bye.